Fish and Game estimates a return of roughly 131,000 tons of herring to the waters around Togiak next spring. They came to that number a little differently than usual, says area research biologist Greg Buck.
Our forecast this year is based on the historical average for the entire data set, which is back to the mid-80s, early 80s. And we took a 10% cut off the top of that because we have a divisional and departmental guidance to be conservative.
To produce its forecast, normally the department uses data collected during the prior year's fishery, both through aerial surveys and through samples of herring collected at the processors. But the budget for Togiak herring management was zeroed out, and the biologists had little or no data from last spring to use, thus the historical average for the 2017 estimate. Buck says he's okay with this for the short term, but after a few years with no data collection, it won't be feasible to use averages of averages.
In the absence of getting this money back, I don't know that there's much we can do other than put a hard quota on this fishery and cease managing it. If we don't have the money to estimate the biomass, we can't forecast the biomass.
The fishery is managed for 20% exploitation, meaning there is a lot of herring to catch in Togiak each spring, more than anywhere else in the state by far. Still, this means of producing a conservative forecast does not sit well with some of the small fleet.
Well, obviously, really disappointing. I think it's a kind of a hocus-pocus approach to managing the fishery.
That's Robert Hyeno of Dillingham, who has been fishing Togiak herring since 1978. He says the state has always been conservative with the size of the resource and the amount that can be harvested.
Since the beginning, it's been a standard understanding that the department always underestimated the biomass that was actually there. And, you know, that was acceptable to the industry, not to push it to the limits, but it's a huge amount of resource still on the table.
It's no surprise that fishermen would ask for a larger quota than the state suggests is prudent to allow, but it's going to get harder to have those conversations the longer that the Togiak herring fishery has no funding for scientific management. Hyeno thinks Fish and Game is wrongly overlooking the largest herring fishery in Alaska.
Sitka last year went. They prosecuted the sacro fishery in Sitka. They prosecuted the pound fishery in southeast, but yet no money for here. There's got to be a better method or at least a little more equal distribution of those funds.
With zero funding, industry and the department are still sorting out how to work together better in Togiak. Last spring, an industry contribution allowed for three aerial surveys, which Fish and Game scheduled conservatively. But the herring showed up a record 2 weeks early, fortunately spotted by a private pilot after the biomass had begun to spawn. The fleet was mostly still in port and nearly missed the 2016 fishery altogether. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.